This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We turn our focus to eThekwini eGagasini, a place that has a dear spot in my heart. And we are talking this morning to Mtheteleli Sibisi, convener of Amakhansela aseThekwini. Ngoma yamakhansela kaphuza chemist. Anyway, we'll get into that conversation with Mtheteleli Sibisi. Mahlasa, good morning.
Good morning, baba, njani?
Siyaphila kunjani namhlanje?
No.
Very well. Thank you for making time. Tell us about Amakhansela aseThekwini. Obani laba, and what is it that you seek to do?
Amakhansela omphakathi aseThekwini.
Omphakathi,
yes. Ama independent councillors ngokuregister ngokwa-IEC.
Yes.
Kulama elections ka-2021 nama local government elections awu 53 ama independent councillors, but mina ngikonvina awu 32 ngenxa yokuthi amanye angene ngewindi leli belivulekile, we were not having contact nawo. So kulawa ke ama councillor amele umphakathi nje asuke ekhethwe umphakathi angakho affiliated to a political party.
Now, of these 32 councillors, how did they get chosen, Mtheteleli, in their communities?
Kuhlukene ke ngoba akufani in each and every community. Kwamanye ama community kunabantu asebe understand ukuthi i-politics ayisekho relevant kuma communities abo ngenxa yokuthi ibukeka iyi-bridge phakathi komphakathi nomasipala, kanti bona sebefuna ukuthi nje beye direct without having ama-structures that are in between. Abanye ngeke sikubalekele ukuthi ba-disgranted basuka enhlanganweni ezahlukahlukene.
Yes.
Abashawe ama-processes ngesikhathi kusanama-processes alezo yinhlangano. Abanye ke babantu abaqhamuka from ama-church groupings abadecide ukuthi no, thina sifuna ukusebenza nomphakathi, baqhamuka from leyo group yabantu esuke ibona ukubaluleka kokuba nekhansela elingeke lize lichene ngokwezepolitiki kodwa ezobe kuyikhansela nje elidila nezinto zomphakathi.
Wakhuluma kahle. Ngicabanga ukuthi ke we also need to know and get a sense, umkhandlu waseThekwini, if I'm not mistaken, now is made up of what, 111 wards? So
yeah.
When you are saying 32, it means there are wards in which you will not be contesting in the metro. Where are you contesting? Maybe you can give us the names of communities. I know in Lamontville, for example, in ward 75, you are contesting. Where else are you contesting, and what made you contest in these areas particularly?
Isizathu esikhulu esenza kube nama ward angakontestwa ilesi sokuthi asikho isidingo sokuthi umphakathi uchoose umuntu abaqabanga ukuthi upright, if kuwukuthi vele kwayilo okhona upright uwumuntu osebenzayo. So ke la sibuka kuba kwiindawo kuphela lezi einama challenges la esibona kukhethwa khona amakhansela ngendlela engekho right ngokwama-processes kulaba basuke beqhamuka kuyinhlangano. Kwabanye yila imiphakathi yathuza, mina njengoba ngiyikhansela nje vele ngizobe ngibuya okwesibili, kuwukuthi-ke kulokhu kushintshile. Kuqaleni kwakuyama-processes, kodwa njengoba ngisebenze nomphakathi ube usubona kubaluleka ukuthi esikwenzile nawo sikwazi ukuqhubeka nawo. So kuzokwenzeka ukuthi kwamanye amawadi akukontestwa ngoba vele kwayeleyo muntu oqhamuka kuleyo nhlangano uyumuntu vele esibonayo imisebenzi yakhe, owumuntu ohambula, o-upright, okwazi ukusebenzisana nomphakathi. So ke okwethu ukulungisa kulezi ndawo kuphela esibona kunabantu aba-arrogant abangakwazi ukusebenzisana nomphakathi, akukona kahle kahle ukubulala yonke into enhle yenziwa abanye abantu ngenxa yepolitiki.
And njengoba wena uthi uzobe ubuya emkhandlwini njengekhansela vele kade ume phansi kwayo inhlangano le yamakhansela omphakathi aseThekwini ngo-2016 noma kade ume phansi kweqembu?
Kade ngime phansi kwayo inhlangano yama noma kungeyona nje inhlangano kade bengiyilona ikhansela lomphakathi.
Uyi independent independent candidate yomphakathi ngo-2016. Because ngiyakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2016 indeed we saw quite a high number of independent candidates in the metro yaseThekwini, partly because of various contestations and problems that were there in political parties. But it seems as if this year it's much more. Mtheteleli, sometimes siyasibuza ukuthi, you know, it's easy to get a sense how political party candidates will be held accountable. As a grouping of independent candidates, how will you be held accountable on your promises to society?
Thina sine direct route to the community. Kahle kahle I accountability kusufanele umu yikhansela uaccounte kumphakathi. So le yaleli bridge lokuthi kube khona ama structures a political isuke izoserva that political party isuke ingezoserva umphakathi leyo accountability. So ke thina we report direct to umphakathi. And into esuke siyireporter into efrom umasipala to umphakathi, akuyona into efrom umasipala to a political structure then isefwe ihlunge. Ithe mesizofika umphakathi ife ingaseyona lento kade usuke nayo kumasipala. Ngoba sekube nabantu abasike bahlala bakunikeza i-political directive kwangaba yinto ye-community directive. Thina ke okwethu si-accountable kangcono kunabantu abasuke behlala kuma-political party structures ngoba thina si-accounta direct to umphakathi. So i-accountability lapho ukhumbuleke ukuthi umuntu oyikhansela wonke kunomuntu obizwa ngosolcwebhu kunomuntu obizwa ngospeaker. Amakhansela areportwa kuspeaker noma ngathiwe le political party kodwa isikhansela lingayiphethe kahle umuntu reporta kuspeaker okuchaza ukuthi vele ukureporta kusuka kwicommunity kuya kumetro noma kumasipala kuyakudisturbekile lokho ngoba vele we report direct to uspeaker whenever there are things esibona ukuthi ayihambi kahle ngekhansela lethu. Okushintshile ukuthi uma susuka ke from umasipala usubuyela back thina kubi khona la indlela sifike sime khona before sifike emphakathini sisuka kumasipala siye direct to umphakathi ngoba asinazo lezi structure ekuthiwa zikunikeza i-political direction. Thina i-direction yethu i-direction from the community straight to umasipala and from masipala straight to i-community.
Konke lokho mahlase kuzwakala kahle ngathi kuyintokozo kubantu kodwa siyazi ukuthi kukhona ukwesaba ukuthi abantu abama-independent candidates bangagcina sebehozwi lakhe. Sikwenza kanjani ukuthi sigweme ukuthi bangabi yibo ozwi lakhe?
Kukulula kakhulu lapha. I-independent candidate abantu abayifakayo umphakathi. Abantu abayikhiphayo futhi umphakathi. Awukwazi ukuthi uma uyi-independent candidate ube uzwi lakho ngoba usukufakwe umphakathi and umphakathi unamandla okukhipha. Okwesibili umphakathi uphinde ukulekelele ngokuthi ukuthuzele into ebizwa nge-ward committee yokuthi nali-ke abantu abawu-10 abanama-portfolio ahlukene ozosebenzisana nabo. Labo bantu labo abekho political kodwa babhekelela iy'dingo zomphakathi sikubonise njengekhansela ukuthi la nala nala umphakathi u-expecte lokhu nalokhu nalokhu ukuze kukwazi ukwenzeka kahle. Ke kuba lula kakhulu uku-akhawunta and kukwenza futhi indlela yoku-akhawunta ibe indlela la umphakathi uzoba khona ne-access kuyo yonke into sukuyisho engasefiwe engadlulanga ndawo.
Okay, people of power, I'm in conversation with Mtheteleli Sibisi, convener of Amakhansela Omphakathi aseThekwini. They are indeed nominated in communities, a grouping of independent candidates that are taking space. As he says, he will be having a second go as an independent. He was an independent in 2016, and they have launched launched their manifesto in Durban, and that's where they are focusing. 0861-987-000 is the dial this morning for you to come in and have a conversation with Mteteleli. TC and Sandile, I see you on the line. I will get to your calls just shortly. Mteteleli, there are a lot of things that can go wrong in local government, and eThekwini municipality has had its fair share of problems, whether you are talking corruption detailed in the Manasseh report, which not much has been dealt with, whether you are talking poor delivery of services in some communities, refuse collection, shortages of water and all of that, best water pipes, some communities with sewer running on the streets. As I'm a councillor omphakathi aseThekwini, yiziphi izinto enifuna ukugxila kuzona ukuletha isombululo njengokuba nizongena emkhandlwini?
Iqiniso lelo olushoyo. It's true ukuthi there are so many things that went wrong, kakhulukazi in a period ya 2016 to 2021. That was a very difficult period, not because kube nama lockdown ama 2020, but the service delivery was hindered in some way. So izinto esifisa ukuzenza, number one, the reason why si convene ama councilor wonke omphakathi, ngicabanga ukuthi kube kwaba ne conversation ebithi difficult kangakanani ukukontesta as independent because of ama resources.
Yes, impela ike yakhona leyo conversation la emoyeni emsakazweni.
So ke le nto ithe ake siyiconvene, and if the 32 of us esindawonye, we can whatever we want to do siyenza in bulk. That means you are talking of 32 words. Wazi ukuthi omoya othenga ama t-shirt ukwazi ukuthola i-discount, okwazi ukuthi uma wenza ama-post ukwazi ukuthola i-discount. So ukunciphisa iy'ndleko akufani nomuntu osebenza as individual uma enza le nto, ngoba that person end up paying more ngoba akanawo ama-discount. So we convene ourselves. Okwesibili, sabuka ukuthi kunezinto ey'njengokuthi fanele kuloud hail esidinga imibhobho. Why we don't contribute mese siyawuhambisa ey'ndaweni ey'hlukahlukene, day one uka what bani, day two uka what bani, day three when you want, until finish our work. Number three, we want this endangering about motor kit to work together. We want this endangering about trainings. So when the onion, we want this into as in young ma'am, who could just understand the woman at the same corner of Elem Kandu, who understand that a ma'am in the room kind of functioning. I want to move to fire with it. And so those trainings we keep on doing so that Abad Bazo was with it. Leli councilor linayo understanding, akuzogcina kuphela ngokuba umuntu upright, but ongenayo understanding ukuthi kwenzakalani. So ke that is why we came together, that no, let us work together, not as a political party, but as a group of ma communities ahlukahlukene with different so ke into ke sesiyibuka manje sesithi if we can push and have a quite a good number yama councilor omphakathi. Last time we were four. This time we are pushing ekutheni let's have ama councilor omphakathi a more than four.
Yeah.
If we can get up to 10 to 15 councillors omphakathi, that means we will have izwi elingconywana, ngoba ama political party lawo ayoba ama majority, but ayobe sidinga ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sikhulume sifake ivoti lethu ukuze kuphase whatever suka ifuna ukuphasa.
Okay.
So ke izinto zethu ke zihlukene ke, that is why manifesto yethu noma statement lesi sasishuwisha last week Monday sasikhuluma in general ngokuthi sifisa ukuthi ama communities ethu sisebenze kanjani nawo, not specific to ama developer each and every ngoba phela sizowagcina wenza ama manifesto 32
because ama wards ahlukile. So
kwethu ukuthi nje sihlukene ngama wards. Ukhansela uyazi kangcono iwadi yakhe. Mina njengowadi wa 3 ngiyazi ukuthi ngineyindawo under u-Eskom esihlulekayo ukuthi silekeleleke ngogesi. Kuyezinye zezinto ezithi what if ngoba iTheku linawo amandla liyayifakela ugesi ezimetro. Ake sithi u-Eskom awuthathe nalama areas angaphansi kwa uwanikeze iTheku so that i-communication between umphakathi nomasipala uzoba lula. So uyabona nje uma usuka ko-Cliff Dale o parts farm ufuna ukukhuluma into yakhe sifanele uye Maritzburg in another city whereas you've got your city ekufanele ngaya ku service ngoba ugesi wakho nawo kuhaphansi kwa Eskom then you have to take I transport ngo 150 rand going there 150 rand coming back so you pay more.
Okay, ngicela ubambe kanjalo nje kancane ngingaze ngixabane nabantu la ngifuna ukuye eitoll ngikhokhe lugesi nami wala ekhaya ukuthi ibane sihlale ikhanya phela. Let's take a break there, go on and pay some bills. 0861 987 000. I see you keeping on calling. I'll go straight to it and give Mteteleli a chance to interact with you people of power on this dial. We are talking amakhansela omphakathi aseThekwini contesting in the Thekwini Metropolitan Municipality.
Tackling the challenges of our time, one conversation at a time. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
Indeed, let's go straight into the dial. TC, good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Three things about independent candidates.
Yes.
One, even if they can win all wards, they will never govern a municipality because they will never reach a 50-plus majority. If the ward, if the municipality has got 40 seats, they can only get 20 of those. So they cannot govern that municipality. They will be having 50% of those votes.
Okay, let me get you to your two. Yes.
In the direction of this coalition, does community indicate to the independent candidates to be part of which coalition or not? Lastly, in terms of structures, a councillor can only be removed under four conditions. One, if he resigns. Two, being recalled by his political party. Three, if he dies. Four, if the MEC may be recalled that councillor. What's the process of removing independent candidates?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, TC. Just a quick one is to say the amendments done to the Electoral Act this year, in actual fact, permit now the form. That's why you're seeing a lot of movements, even Mfuleni, I think, what is it called, Snetemba, New Horizons movement or something. So you get independent candidates forming themselves into movements, civic organizations that can now even contest the PR seats, which is a new invention that never used to exist. Indeed, they used to only just accumulate on the ward seats. So where they create these movements, they are able to do so. Sandile, good morning.
Good morning, Lukona. Ngibulisa kuba mahlase.
Ngiyabulisa ba.
Yebo. Ngithi angibuze la masinyane Lukona.
Yebo ba.
My question is on the back of the previous caller. Owami umbuzo uthi, ake ngithi ngivotela uba mahlase ku ward 103. Uba mahlase does not become successful. Yena uthi angifake bani ku PR ballot.
Okay.
That's the first one. And then the second one, again, I just want to find out ukuthi what in terms of recalling, you can't say in the movement independence candidates. How do we recall someone who we're unhappy with?
Okay. You recall ibaluleke kakhulu, Sandile. Thank you very much. Tsepang, good morning.
Hey, look on, my brother. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Only a pleasure.
Here's my question. You know, at local government, the majority rules, right?
Mm.
Now, I want to know from your guests, how are they planning to circumvent that part? Because if you are in the minority and the budget gets voted by the majority, regardless whether you have the best proposals on the table or not, your proposals will not be taken into consideration. So, how are they really planning to circumvent that very, very important part?
Okay.
Because if the community says this is what we want, and you go there, you present it, but you are outvoted, what benefit are you actually bringing on the table there?
Okay, fantastic. Tsepang got you loud and clear. Siya kuThabo, then Sibuyele kuwena Mahlase. Thabo, good morning.
So, Lukona, I just wanted to say that if you check some of the independent candidates, they are actually funded from somewhere. Either maybe you would find some are funded by certain business people in communities. Now, I'm saying by virtue of having that, it means that most of them are not actually as independent as people think they are. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mahlase, I guess I'm and say, number one, there's the whole question about eval of independent candidates. How would you get removed if you are underperforming?
Zimbili ke izinto la. the removal can be a removal because of the poor performance. Then ASB, the removal can be a removal because of the behavior. Let me put it in the behavior part. Ngenxa yezinto osukuzenzile that are wrong.
Yes.
Ngicabanga ukuthi leyo it's clear.
But the poor performance ubani okhiphayo mu underperform.
Ngiyeza ke leyo. Kuleyo kuqala it's clear siyibuyiselene ofisini la speaker. Ngoba ikhansela eline misconduct will be dealt with ama committees angaphakathi kumasipala iye ofisini la speaker. Kulena ke ye poor performance ngokomphakathi. The agreement ekufanele beyisayine emphakathini yabo ileyo ukuthi if ungenzi kahle sizokukhipha. Kube ukuthi wena as a councillor you sign and agree ukuthi if there is a poor performance we community yakho will call you back and say resign, then they go for ama-by election. But akufani nje namanye ama communities namanye ama councillors asuke eyama independent ngoba amanye ama councillors ama independent ungathola ukuthi njengoba esho ubhuti they are funded somewhere, they are a project of someone. But if you are a really project of the community, you must then have into it mean and the community one we've had the agreement. You know, if I'm not performing, then my community has got a right to call me and ask me to write a letter of resignation.
Yeah.
So it could depend on how strong is that community. Nanga skati choose. It choose umuntu who is willing to do that now. Ingathe mesi choose umuntu mesi ayijikela ngaphakathi. So kungenzeka kube there are no guarantees ukuthi umuntu ngakeze jike mesi ngaphakathi. Kodwa it is very much important that the community must have an agreement. Nayo i-candidate yabo labasuke.
Asidile nale ka Sandile Mahlase uyakuvotela ku ward 103 but ufaka bani ku PR?
As if my independent councillors, that is why we come up within the movement. In Kamangutu Subonile, when in Joga to Shemfule. Unfortunately, at Tewini, we failed. Ugumita is cut, so what is the movement? That will be a movement. Yama councillor Omkarati. Ewi Yona Ezoba, no PR.
Okay.
And the AAT district. For now, Sinasho City, always to Uguvota, who first ballot paper that has got UAT, UPR. The people take a decision. Ababona ukuthi omunye wabantu esingatheme sesibafake lapha as a political party. Sisho ukuthi independent yethu. Hamba ke uyothi uma usenza. Ubabheke laba bantu siyabathanda. If bethanda nezinto eziright, you will vote with them.
Okay.
So kungaba nomehluko ke ngokuhlukahlukana kwamawadi. Njengoba ngisho ukuthi we are individual, simele ama communities ethu.
Eyokugcina Mahlase, kunawo amahebezi, at least nami ngiyawubona umoya wokuthi iEthekwini Metro ingagcina isiyomunye womasipala abaphansi kwe-coalition government. Uma sekuthiwa kunganjalo lapho eThekwini, ningenza njani ukuthola imandate from ama communities ukuthi ubane kumele nisebenzisane naye?
Ngicabanga ukuthi nje ama-communities esithembile, kunalento yokuthi uma ama-communities ekunikeza umsebenzi wokuthi hambe uyowenza, kuzoba neyikhathi la kufanele, uma nihleli nonke niyamakhansa lomphakathi, niyama-independent, nihlale nilalele wonke la manye ama-political parties akhulumayo, but basically into yokuqala esiyibeke phambili ukuthi sikhuluma nomuntu okhuluma ngezinto zasemawadini ethu, ngoba basically we are trying by all means to fight for the spaces that we are living in. Siqonde ngo kumphakathi yethu ngoba sathi uma sithula i-manifesto yethu noma kungayona i-manifesto ngithi i-press briefing yethu sathi sibuyele kulesi sitayela sakuqala sokuthi uma uklina umgaqo wakho nomakhelwane eklina umgaqo wakhe, umgaqo wonke uzoba clean. Okuchaza ukuthi sithi thina umcommunity ne-community ne-community uma ingenza kahle, eThekwini Metro will be the best metro ever. So ke namanje ke sizokwenza kanjalo, we'll sit and listen, sithathe yonke information from different political parties and go back and report to our communities and see ukuthi ama communities ethu ayavuma yini leyo ukuthi sisebenzisane no political party A noma no political party B noma no political party C, depending ekutheni yini abayikhulumayo ngendawo la sihlala khona.
Okay, Mahlase, isikhathi siphelile but ngikufisela konke okuhle.
Ngiyabonga baba, ngibonge nakubasakaza nakubalalele kulaleleni umntu namhlanje. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much. Mthetheleli Sibisi, convener of amakhansela omphakathi aseThekwini.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.